that Foster had didn't help the Red Wolves' demeanor or confidence, I don't think. So I think Coach Ayers probably in the last few days has coached him up on that, and hopefully they practice the full court press, how to get through that. Because that really ate him up last few days ago there against Foster. That was pretty much the defining part of the game, in my opinion.
Long and athletic Foster squad came in, Morgan, high activity level, forced the Red Wolves into a number of turnovers, as you said, led to a lot of fast break points, really where the game got away from Cedar Crest there in the middle two periods of the game. Cedar Crest will look to turn that around tonight as they get back in action against Cinder Lake. Coach is still working on the net down on the far side. Coach Steve Pipe threading it through.
There it is. Looks good. Brand new net.
Looks like we got a new one all set up and ready to go here.
Look how shiny it is.
It's sparkling.
It's sparkling, yes. This is sparkling white net. A bunch of these Interlake kids are trying to dunk. Oh. Right, got to palm the ball. That's part of it.
That is the hardest part.
If you can't palm it, you ain't dunking.
All right, they put 5 minutes back on the clock now as Coach Lance Davenport takes the ladder back in. The net is set. Red Wolves shooting on the far side, getting warmed up here to take on the Saints on Valley 104.9. Thank you all for jumping on with us now from wherever you are. If you're on the stream, feel free to go ahead and share that out as well.
Yeah, good call. Please do. Let everybody know that this is a thing now. And we will be on the air for this entire game. As long as no technical difficulties are. But Terry's here, so we're good.
We got Terry here taking care of us. We got the Red Wolves on the far side, Saints on the near side. We're going to get the starting lineup soon.
So we have a couple more from the Wolfpack in this game, correct, JJ, that didn't play last night? Or what was that, Thursday night?
Looks like the Red Wolves will bring back some reinforcements tonight as we look down at them warming up on the far side. Definitely see... Looks like Cole Foster still in warm-ups on the side, so Cole Foster still going to be out tonight, but it looks like the Red Wolves will return.
Yeah, there's a few new faces out there that I don't recognize from a few nights ago.
Don't see number 3, Tyler Hall, right now. Not sure where he is. A couple of Red Wolves still working their way back from some things. Getting ready for the postseason, want to be at full strength as that opportunity to move through the district tournament comes up here in a couple of weeks.
Definitely want to be healthy going in the playoffs.
All right, 1:28 inside of a minute and a half here on the clock, counting down to the beginning of this game. Cedar Crest and Interlake in Kinko boys basketball action live here on Valley 104.9. And streaming wherever you are.
365 days a year on Valley 104.9. Our daytime air is full of a very eclectic playlist brought to you by our program director, Scott. And Terry also plays a role in that. Terry is our treasurer among many things at the station. He also... is our main live broadcast dude at the station. And then on the evening hours, we have a lot of specialty shows, some syndicated, some made by Valley locals. So I'd highly suggest if you've never checked us out, please do. You can follow us on Facebook and Instagram as well, Valley 104.9. Uh-oh, we got a little power issue going. Oh, there it is.
Thought maybe they were going with the lights down intros, Morgan, but I don't think so.
Get some pyrotechnics, some lasers going.
Seen that at a few places.
Really, at the high school level?
I have to be honest, the best one was a few years ago up north at a Whatcom County opponent that shall remain unnamed, but there couldn't have been more than two dozen people in the gym, Morgan. And when they turned the lights down and played the music and put on the spotlight, it was just a little bit awkward overall. The kids didn't quite know what to make of it themselves, I'm going to be honest with you.
Well, at least they're going hard.
All right, introductions about to get started here for the starters. Cedarcrest going to go with the same five as last time. Sam Emery, the 5'9 sophomore guard, along with Landon Swenson, the 6'3 senior. Colton Pipe, another sophomore at 6'3. Thomas Davenport, the big man, a 6'9 senior in the middle for the Red Wolves, and it'll be the freshman, Josh Moore. Number 32, the 5'10 guard, will handle the ball handling duties for Cedarcrest.
I don't know. I think these heights might be a little magnified there, JJ.
I think I'm checking in at 6'2 tonight,
yeah,
Morgan.
I'm a cool 6 foot.
We'll see who the Saints are going to go with tonight as their starters. Looks like it'll be number 10, Brady Didrikson, a 6'4 senior guard. Numbers a little bit difficult to read here across the gym with the dark gray jerseys and the light blue trim for the Interlake Saints. Cedarcrest in their home whites with red letters and numbers across the chest.
Much easier to read. Still got people coming in here. We've got a good crowd here tonight.
Crowd's still filling in here inside the Wolf Den. All right, the starting lineups getting going here from public address announcer Jeff LeBlanc. It'll be senior guard Dante Henton alongside Didrikson, along with number two, a 5'9 guard sophomore Anakin Lynn.
Anakin, I wonder if his parents are Star Wars fans.
I was wondering the same thing, Morgan. Senior guard Adrian Quintana will start for the Saints. He's a 5'10 freshman, number 32, Josh Moore. Crowd getting going here inside the Wolf Den.
Oh, the freshman starting. I like it.
It'll be junior center Chase Campbell standing at 6'7 in the middle, starting out for the Saints. Going to battle with Davenport on both ends. All right, we are just about ready to get going here inside the Wolf Den. Red Wolves getting together at the circle. As we said, it is head coach Joe Ayers here for the Red Wolves. As we are going to get a flag salute here to get the night going. I pledge allegiance. No band here tonight in the Wolf Den, so it is a flag salute to get things going. As we said, head coach Joe Ayers for the Red Wolves, along with assistants Lance Davenport, Paul Valenzuela, Steve Pipe, and Rodrigo Pena-Preciado, former player here for the Red Wolves.
Oh, wow.
Finished up here at Cedarcrest 2 years ago on that 23 team, Morgan, and came back here in his second year post-grad to join the staff.
Man, there we go. He definitely wants to be in the game.
Always outstanding energy from Peña Preciado, one of the most determined players I've ever had the privilege of coaching myself.
Well, good. It's good to have him on the bench with the boys, then.
It is Scott Peterson, Daniel Peterson, Alex Papadopoulos, and Cole Cirillo. as Red Wolves win the tip. Ooh. Ball off the wing to Moore. Three ball, no good. Offensive rebound collected by Swenson. Ball swings around a pipe for the three. Off the back iron and no. Rebound's deflected around and out of bounds. It's going to stay here with Cedarcrest.
There we go. Seeing some good energy right out the gate.
It's going to be Moore inbounding for the Red Wolves on the far side. As he looks inside to Davenport. Fresh 30 on the shot clock for the Red Wolves off the out of bounds. Sam Emery's pass deflected away, but that's going to be a foul. That's going to go against Campbell. That's a push. It's going to be his first. First foul on the Saints here in the early going. 7:39 left, no score. Ball comes in again off the baseline to Davenport. Swings back around to the inbounder Moore. Moore dribbles between the legs. Off the wing. Guarded by Hinton. Ball screen from Davenport. Nothing there. Hinton playing tough defense. The lefty.
Attaboy.
Fadeaway is good from 14 feet. And it's 2-0 Cedarcrest here to start.
The freshman.
It'll be Hinton up the court quickly with the left hand for the Saints. Down low. Quick feed to Campbell and a quick two for the big man. Moore back up the right side for the Red Wolves. 7:05 on the first quarter clock. Ball into the corner to Pipe. Back around out top. Swings around to the far side to Emery. Emery's going to look down low. Davenport with the rock. Davenport high over Campbell. No good.
We're getting good ball movement early.
Good ball movement early from the Red Wolves. Ball down to Lynn as he pushes it up. Over to Hinton in the corner, guarded by Moore. Hinton dribble, drive, pass. Nice. Whoa, way out of control. That goes out of bounds over the Cedarcrest bench.
Get some pressure on him. Turnovers.
It's going to be Cedarcrest ball. 6:43 on the first quarter clock. 2-2 here in the early going. Left-handed dribble, Moore. Comes up the far side. Wing to Pipe. Swings it around to Swenson. Swenson back to Moore. Ball screen. Shot from Moore. No good off the iron. Rebound. Swenson can't control it. It's down to the Saints. Campbell pulls it down. Quickly ahead. Back around the side to Hinton. Hinton looks for Quintana on the wing. Quintana guarded by Pipe. Back over to Campbell. Campbell looks for Hinton. Ball screen. Double team comes, and we're going to get a foul. I think we're going to get a reach. It's going to go on the freshman Moore, his first. First team foul on the Red Wolves. 6:07 here on the first quarter clock. Still 2-2. Tied earlier here in the early going. As Landon Swenson bounces around in front of the inbounders. Sideline out of bounds on the far side. Ball comes into Lynn. Back down to Didrikson. Far side around to Hinton. Three ball, no good off the iron. High arcing rebound comes down to Sam Emery. He pushes the ball up the far side. Davenport looks to set the ball screen out high. Emery dribbles. Looks for Moore on the wing. Moore, step back, three, no good. Rebounds down to Hinton for the Saints. He pushes ahead quickly to Didrikson. Didrikson gathers, layup off the backboard and in. 4-2 Interlake, 5:30 here to go. As Moore pushes it back the other way for Cedarcrest, looking for Landon Swenson. Swenson feeds it back to Moore. Moore through the baseline, one-handed feed around to Sam Emery. Pump fake, bump by Lynn, no call. Looks for Swenson. Swenson for Pipe. Dribble, drive, step back.
Shot.
Feed to Emery. Three ball, good. There's that ball movement you've been talking about, Morgan.
That was some beautiful ball movement. The boys definitely look a lot fresher right now, moving the ball around, using screens. And that's what happens. You get open threes.
Cedarcrest capitalizing, leads 5-4 with 5 minutes. Moore causing some havoc on the defensive end. Ball's deflected. Campbell rolls around and collects for the Saints. Ball back around out to Quintana on the far side, looking for Lynn. Ball goes back out top to Campbell. It's Hinton on the near wing, guarded by Moore. Floater off the side of the backboard. That's not going to go. Moore collects the rebound and pushes ahead. Quick dribble into the middle, pulls it back out. Looks at the rim, three ball, no good. Rims out, collects his own rebound, no. Deflects it, collected by Davenport. Ends up back in Moore's hands. He skips it far side to Pipe. Three ball just spins out. That rebound comes down to Quintana for the Saints. It is a 5-4 Cedarcrest lead here with 4:19 and counting on the first quarter clock as Adrian Quintana dribbles between the legs and off his legs out of bounds.
There you go, take that.
Good defense there from Colton Pipe. Forces the turnover from the Saints.
Yeah, great pressure here early from the Red Bulls.
Emery brings the ball inbounds for Cedarcrest. Looks for a high post entry to Davenport. He's pushed out by Campbell. Feed to Pipe, dribble drive, bounce pass to Swenson. He gathers it, but he's too far underneath the rim. Looks to feed it back out, and that's stolen away. It's Quintana, pushes it down, collects. That's not going to go.
Good D.
A little out of control in the layup. Good defense from the Red Wolves there as Emery pushes it back the other way. That's going to be a foul.
Nice.
Anakin Lynn's going to collect his first for the Saints.
Yeah, they look like a totally different team here early on in this game compared to the other night.
Second team foul on Interlake. As the Red Wolves are going to inbound the ball near sideline, comes into Moore between the legs, dribble, kicks it over to Pipe on the wing. Pipe, shot fake, looks down low, double team comes to Davenport, and it's knocked away as he looked for Swenson. On the other block, Anakin Lynn came up with it for the Saints. Ooh, hard screen at half court there from Didrikson as Lynn looks to feed it back. That goes out of bounds, and it's going to be an over and back violation.
Another turnover.
Saints weren't able to get themselves composed there as they came across half court.
No, those Red Wolves are all over them.
Cedarcrest forces the turnover with 3:30 on the first quarter clock, still leading 5-4. Same five starters for the Red Wolves. Coach Joyer has yet to get into his bench in this game. Swenson swings it around to Emery on the far side. Emery guarded by Lynn. He dribbles in front of the student section for Cedarcrest. Davenport looking to establish position, not there. Emery dribbles through, kicks back around to Moore. Moore mid-post to Davenport. Davenport spins, loses the ball, gathered by Pipe. Pipe looking for Swenson, back out top. It goes to Emery, dribble with 5 on the shot clock. He dribbles back around to Moore. Moore dribbles now left hand into the paint, throws it up off the backboard. No good, but they're going to get a foul.
There you go.
That's going to go against Campbell, and that's his second here in the early going, Morgan.
Moore is out here balling. I'm liking this frosh. He's getting some here early on.
Good pace from the freshman Moore as he has been establishing some action here for Cedarcrest. He steps to the free throw line first. One is up and good to make it 6-4 Cedarcrest. Justin Hidasco coming in now for the Saints as Campbell takes a seat with 2 fouls. Interlake definitely loses some size with Hidasco, as Campbell is their only true big man.
Yeah, they're not a very big team. I think that'll definitely play a role tonight.
Second free throw is around and out for Moore. Rebound comes down to Didrikson for the Saints. 2:53 on the first quarter clock. It is 6-4 Cedarcrest over Interlake as Swenson guards the ball high out top. Now it's Henton. Didrikson looking for the low post entry. Not there. Sam Emery jumped in front, and he's got it for Cedarcrest as he brings it back over. Swings over on the wing to Pipe. Pipe looking down low for Davenport. Back out top to Emery. Quick trigger off the side. No good. And we're going to get a push. That's going to be another foul on Interlake. That's going to go against Anakin Lynn. He's looking at the ref like, what did I do? And the ref's looking back at him like,
the force is not with you, my son.
The force is not with him on that one. As we're going to get another sub for the Saints, it's number 23, Arash Saredi in. As Lynn takes a seat, he now has 2 fouls. 2:29 here in the first. Inbound comes, low post to Davenport, and off of Swenson's fingertips out of bounds.
It's a good try. I'd love to see Davenport take the rock to the hoop here on one of these down low passes.
Let's see if he looks to establish himself a little more.
You got to take advantage of the size advantage he has here.
We're going to get a foul here on Cedarcrest. Swenson bumped Henton out top. That's going to be the first on Landon Swenson. Second foul on the Red Wolves here in the first quarter. 2:17 on the first quarter clock. It's Interlake inbounding near side. Ball comes into Henton. Quick floater up. Off the back iron, no good. Rebounds collected by Quintana. Fresh 30 for the Saints. Didrikson dribbles out top, guarded by Swenson. Loses it. Goes back to Quintana. He lost it too, but he collected. Didrikson wants a screen. Not there. Back cut. Henton, no. Feed. Good.
Got to give him to that one. That was a good play.
Good drive by Henton there. Got into the low post area and got a nice feed off to Quintana, who put it off the glass for 2 for the Saints. It's 6-6. It's 1:46 and counting as Moore dribbles between the legs on the far side against Henton. Henton gave him a little bump there, and Moore lost control. It's Henton the other way. Layup, good. Interlake leads 8-6. Their first advantage of the contest here with 1:33 now and counting on the first quarter clock. Colton Pipe off the iron. Backboard, no. Davenport collects the offensive rebound. Back out to Pipe. Short jump shot on the baseline, no good. Ball's deflected around, deflected off Moore, and it's going to go the other way to Interlake. That was a nice hustle play by Dante Hinton there.
The old throw it off the leg.
Got it off Moore's leg, and it just bounced on the sideline as Moore tried to collect it. Going to get a sub here for Cedar Crest. It's going to be Zach Mueller into the game. Swenson's going to take a seat. 1:15 here to go in the first quarter. Moore guards Hinton closely, throws up the layup over Davenport, and it goes. That was a tough look by Hinton. Off the glass and in. It's 10-6 Interlake with 1:03 to go here in the first quarter. Moore dribbles down along the far side, looks for Mueller. Mueller feeding, no. Didn't get anything on that. Rebound comes right down into the hands of Quintana. He goes behind the back against Pipe. Between the legs dribble, looks for Didrikson, guarded by Mueller. Dribble handoff to Ceretti. No, nothing there. Low post entry here. Quintana spins, throws it up, barely got iron. Rebound comes down to Davenport for the Red Wolves. 35 seconds on the game clock here.
Slow
as
down.
Cedar Crest can almost hold for the final shot. Shot clock is still on.
Make it count.
Emery tries to use the ball screen from Davenport. Not there. Wing entry. Now it's on the far side. Mueller. Mueller kicks it back out to Emery. Emery for Davenport out top. 11 on the shot clock. It's in Moore's hands. Between the legs dribble. Henson chases him. Moore left hand off the backboard. Around and down. 10-8. Interlake leads. 8 seconds left on the game clock as Didrikson pushes it across half court. Quickly past Mueller. Layup under. No. Pipe collects the rebound. And the three-quarter court heaves. Not going to go. Threw it over the hoop. It was a good effort.
That was a good quarter.
And it's a 10-8 first quarter here. Interlake leads Cedar Crest after the first 8 minutes inside the Wolf Den.
Yeah, Cedar Crest's got a lot more energy tonight. I like to see that. The freshman, Moore. Kid's balling, like I said. Doesn't seem very intimidated out there at all. Playing his game. I would love to see Davenport get some more down low action. I think they need to take advantage of the size advantage for sure, because he's definitely the biggest boy there on the court.
Got to think some paint touches are in the near future here for that Cedar Crest offense as Coach Joe Ayers talks to his team over on the far bench. As you said, Morgan, especially now that the big man Campbell has sat down with two fouls, a lot of size out there for the Saints to guard that paint against Davenport.
You got to take advantage of that for sure.
Cedar Crest Select night here as players from both the boys and girls Cedar Crest Select basketball teams are in the house.
Yo, we had how many games here today? Five? This is the fifth game.
Five games here today. Cedar Crest getting the win on the boys' side in the JV and the C team games.
Nice.
Cedar Crest girls falling just before this to Renton, and the boys will look to close it out with a win here in the regular season finale for Coach Joe Ayers' squad. Going to be Interlake inbounding. Ball comes into Hinton on the far sideline. Brody Grapp now into the game.
All right, my boy Brody.
He's all over Hinton. Hinton by him, though. Right-handed layup around and out. But the rebound is grabbed down by Hudasco. He throws it away. It's Emery coming the other way for Cedar Crest. Quick feed. Grapp, baseline, floater.
Yeah,
good.
Brody.
Pulls Cedar Crest even. It's 10-10 here with 7:35 and counting on the second quarter clock. Dante Hinton, right-handed dribble, guarded by Grapp. Far side feed. That doesn't get anything. That's Gilbert Flynn in now,
air
the freshman.
Ball.
Freshman just into the game for the Saints. He didn't get anything with that jump shot. It's Emery on the layup. Ooh, missed the bunny there. Wide open on a good drive past Hinton.
Look at Brody there scrapping.
Couldn't finish. Brady Didrikson,
nice
right-handed
block.
Drive all the way. No good. Blocked by Davenport. Pipe collects it. He pushes up the far side for Cedar Crest. Looks for the bounce pass. Extra pass by Mueller. No, not going to go for Davenport. Collects his own. Up. This one's going to go.
Keep fighting.
6:52 now and counting here in the first half. It's Cedar Crest 12, Interlake 10, as Davenport checks in with his first two of the night.
Okay, got to give some more of that. More down low action.
Saints bring the ball back across as Hadowska passes to Hinton here on the near side. Hinton guarded by Grapp. Grapp is going to get called for the foul. And it goes. That's going to be an and one for
Hinton,
the senior.
Hinton's a good driver. number zero on it. You're like,
Dante Hinton.
He's getting through the holes there.
Pressing the action here for the Saints on the offensive end. Draws the foul and one. It is 12-12 here with 6:30 now on the second quarter clock as Hinton steps to the line. That free throw is long, but bounces in.
Got the roll.
Off the back iron, off the front iron, and down for Hinton, who is now going to take a seat. For
all the iron.
It's Anakin Lynn back in. The sophomore guard checks in for Hinton, who sits down with 6:26 and counting here in the first half. Interlake leading 13-12. Graff works the ball screen. High entry to Davenport. He gathers, dribble, spin. Beautiful spin move, but the finish won't go. Rolls around and out. Rebounds collected by Didrikson for the Saints. Interlake looks to press the ball down the court, but Didrikson threw it away. That went off Quintana's hands, down, out of bounds on the baseline. It's going to be Cedarcrest basketball.
It's good. We got to take advantage here.
Moore back into the game for Grab and Brandon Pena-Preciado checks in here for the first time for Cedarcrest. As Emery brings it across, 6:02 on the first quarter clock. Cedarcrest trailing 13-12 to Interlake. Ball screen, shot from Pipes, not going to go, long range. Rebound comes down to Lynn. Cedarcrest working a man-to-man defense here. Ball's deflected by Pipe. Sent around to Lynn, dribbles past Emery, feed inside, not going to go. That rattled around and out. Emery collected the rebound for Cedarcrest. That was Quintana for the Saints, who couldn't get it to fall. As Mueller sets the ball screen, Pena-Preciado dribble between the legs, out top, swings it around to Emery. Emery works it back around to Moore. Moore, quick trigger three, true.
Yeah.
15-13 as Moore knocks down the three ball from outside.
The freshman.
Cedarcrest retakes the lead with 5:08 here on the second quarter clock. Emery guards Lynn, dribbling back across. Ball screen set by Hidasco. Ball comes back around to Didrikson. Step back three in Pena-Preciado's face. No good. Moore bats the rebound along the far sideline and collects. Dribbles past Flynn. Pulls up. Swings far side, Emery for three,
there
and
it
it's good. Sam Emery off the feed from Moore. Six quick ones from the Red Wolves from behind the arc, and it is 18-13.
Yeah, you got to take a timeout there.
That's going to prompt a timeout from Interlake coach Scott Didrikson.
Man, this Moore kid, the freshman, he's balling, dude. He ain't scared of anything. That was a beautiful three-point shot he just sank.
A lot of confidence and moxie from Moore, no doubt about that, Morgan. Playing great here in the early going of this one as Cedarcrest leads 18-13. Interlake has taken their first timeout, now trailing by five. It'll be Saints ball coming in here out of the timeout.
I'd say a lot of good's going on here for Cedarcrest, a lot more than negative. Again, I'd like to see more or down low play here from 34, but it looks like, no, he's still on the court. Nope, he's taking a break.
Davenport will continue to sit here for the Red Wolves, who have really ramped up the defensive efficiency from last game.
Definitely. Yeah, they're getting after the ball. They're playing a great half-court press, it looks like, trapping.
All right, Interlake's going to inbound the ball.
There we go,
we
got full-court press here.
Soretti throws it in to Hinton. Guarded by Moore with 20 on the shot clock. Hinton bump, throws it up, no good. Rebound down to Mueller. And Moore brings it back across for Cedarcrest. 4:19 on the second quarter clock. It's 18-13 Red Wolves. Pena-Preciado hands to Emery. Emery kicks far side to Moore. Jab step, no. Entry into the mid post for Mueller. Mueller swings it back around for Moore. Another three ball. That one's not going to go. Rebounds pulled down by Soretti for the Saints. And it is almost thrown away on the far side. Anakin Lynn collects it in front of Emery. Emery guarding and almost a 10-second violation there.
He's all over him.
Great defense from the Red Wolves here in the man-to-man as the Saints look for somewhere to go with the ball. They're not going to find it. Pena-Preciado
Great defense turns into turnovers. Just
all
like that.
Over Arash Saridi on the far sideline. The senior couldn't corral it. It goes out of bounds in front of the Cedar Crest bench. It's going to be Red Wolves ball leading 18-13 here with 3:45 left in the first half.
It's time to stack some points here before half.
Red Wolves looking to link some quality possessions together here on offense, Morgan. As
what do we got?
Cedar Crest tries to work the ball screen out high, and it looks like we're going to get a foul on the Saints. That's going to go against the sophomore Lynn. That's his third. First for the Saints here in the second quarter. Coach Scott Didrikson asking for an explanation along the far side, and he's getting one from the officials. Lynn's going to take a seat.
Yeah, I'd probably be asking too. I didn't see a foul.
Inbound comes to Moore. He dribbles through the key. Fadeaway.
Look at
good.
This
20-13. Cedar Crest leads. 3:27 on the second quarter clock. As Moore guards Henton. Bringing it across for the Saints. Left-handed dribble. Swings it back around. Saretti, three ball. Flat shot's not going to go off the back iron. We're going to get a rebounding foul here. That's going to go against Campbell. For Interlake. That's a push. It's going to be Cedar Crest ball. The Saints fans
nice.
Don't like it.
There we go. Let's start stacking points. Moore's ready, that's for sure. That was a beautiful fadeaway 10-footer, man. Across the paint.
Justin Hadasco checking back in as Campbell takes a seat now with 3:13 and counting here on the first half clock as Emery brings it across, kicks to Moore, far side. Moore looks to recycle. Ball goes back out top to Emery. Saints in the man-to-man as Moore swings it far side to Colton Pipe. Colton Pipe with a hand in his face from Didrikson. Pipe, ball screen from Peña Preciado. That was halfway down, and it's not going to go. Peña Preciado collected the rebound, put it back up. Looked like he got bumped, but that's not going to get called. Rebounds down to Interlake as Henton brings it across to the Saints with 2:40 and counting. Cedar Crest leads 20-13 here. Inside the Wolf Den. Dribble drive, that's taken away by Emery. Henton was out of control. Emery was the beneficiary.
What?
Nice step through layup. Lefty finish from the freshman Moore. Man. 22-13. Red Wolves out to their biggest lead of the night here with a 9-point advantage. 2:20 left in the first half. Henton skips it far side across. Saretti looks inside. Didrikson dribble, shot, fall away. That's not going to go. Good defense for Peña Preciado. Pipe pulls down the rebound, hands to Moore. Moore quickly ahead.
Beautiful.
Peña Preciado gathers. Went for the hop step, wasn't there. He's going to get called for the travel.
Dude, these hop steps are crazy.
It's going to be Interlake ball here with 2:03 left.
It's definitely mimicking the NBA here.
This is Valley 104.9, KAPYLP Duval.
All right, they're back. Interlake ball here after the station break. Station ID.
Got to do it.
As Saretti dribbles. And looks like we're going to get a foul call. And we are. That's going to go against Peña Preciado on the grab. Oh, excuse me. That's going to go against Landon Swenson. Senior collects his second foul as Davenport comes back in.
The big man's back.
Big man back in the middle for the Red Wolves with 1:39 left, leading by 9. It's Interlake inbounding, baseline out of bounds. Ball comes into Saretti. No one's on him. Cedar Crest blew that assignment. Saretti threw it way too far over everything.
Air ball.
That was deflected, though, by the Red Wolves, and it's going to stay here. Interlake basketball, 1:34 left here in the first half. 22-13, Cedar Crest leads. As we get a whistle now, I think, for a wet spot on the court.
Uh-oh, safety first. There you go, just squeak it out. Oh, there we go.
Got the mops out to deal with the wet spot here as it's Moore. He's done a little bit of everything, Morgan.
Yeah, totally, he's doing everything here.
He's done a little bit of everything tonight. It's the freshman Josh Moore now handing the mop back to Coach Joe Ayers. Court is dry. We are ready to resume. It's going to be Didrikson inbounding near sideline for the Saints. He goes into Henton. Guarded closely by Emery. 21 on the shot clock here for Interlake. As Quintana dribbles around and he traveled. He traveled.
Drug that foot.
He was looking to reverse the ball back to the other side.
You can't do that right in front of the ref.
His teammates weren't there, and he dragged the pivot foot right in front of the official, as you said, Morgan. He's going to get called for the travel. As Cedar Crest brings it back across, looking to extend the nine-point lead. It's Emery now facing a trap on the far side. He finds Peña Preciado. Jump stop, floater, no good. Deflected back by Pipe. That's collected by Quintana quickly the other way for the Saints. Step through layup is it through. That breaks a long dry spell for Interlake. Cuts the lead to 7, 22-15 here. We are inside of a minute in the first half here inside the Wolf Den. Cedar Crest with a 7-point lead. As Sam Emery handles the ball out top, far side to Pipe, looking for the entry to Davenport. He's getting mugged, and they're going to get the call. Davenport's going to draw the foul there. That's going to go against Justin Hidasco. The senior's going to pick up his first. That's the third here. One more for the Saints to give here before the bonus. As Cedar Crest inbounds, Pipe, three ball, near side. Ooh, just off the front iron. Doesn't go. Peña Preciado falls to the ground.
Good hustle.
He's going to get called for the foul on Didrikson as they were battling for the rebound. That foul's going to go against Cedar Crest. And we're going to need the mop again, Morgan.
Yeah, yeah. Where's Moore?
We got bodies on the floor.
That kind of looked like over the back to me, but. On Interlay.
A lot of contact on both sides there. Call goes against the Red Wolves. They've been called for three here in the second quarter. Thank you. 41 seconds left here. 41.5 to be exact left here on the second quarter clock. Interlake's going to inbound. Far baseline. Cedar Crest extending some pressure now. Ball comes into Hinton, and the Red Wolves will back off with a little bit of a token man-to-man. Hinton gets it across the timeline, guarded by Moore. Ball screen comes. Moore works underneath. Back to Didrikson. Dribbles around the top. Quick feed to Quintana. Quintana dribbles. No. Hidasco looks for the three ball. That's not going to go. Whoa. Davenport tried to corral the rebound and couldn't. It was knocked away, but that's going to go off Didrikson. And out of bounds, off the Saints, back to the Red Wolves.
Try to get a basket here with 20 seconds left.
Red Wolves can hold for the last shot. Shot clock is off here. 16 and counting on the game clock as Emery hands off to Pipe. Ball gets deflected, collected by Emery. Guarded closely by Hinton. No fouls to give here for the Saints. 7 and counting. High post feed. Kick back out from Davenport. Step through from Moore again. Off the glass. Lefty layup goes.
Man. Yeah, give the ball to who? Give it to the freshman.
Another nice finish from the freshman, Josh Moore.
Oh, he's definitely the MVP of the first half. Impressive showing by the
freshman.
He's
got the Cedar Crest Select kids standing on their feet and cheering in front of us here, Morgan. It's 24-15 as the Red Wolves have the advantage going into halftime here against Interlake.
Yeah, good game here so far by the Red Wolves. We've got a lot of patience. They're showing a lot more patience tonight. Their shot selection is a lot better than the other night as well. Moving the ball. You know, not all the shots are going down, of course, because that's basketball, but it's good to see that they're waiting for their opportunities and putting the rock in the hands of the freshman, who is definitely on fire tonight.
Much more connected effort offensively tonight from Cedar Crest. On the defensive end, it's really been night and day from that last game against Foster, Morgan.
Yes, this is a completely different game.
Taking care of the basketball has also allowed Cedar Crest to settle in on the defensive end.
Yeah, I haven't seen too many turnovers, definitely not like against Foster.
Kept the Saints out of transition. It's been a recipe for success here early.
Well, Cedar Crest leads. Cedar Crest is winning the turnover battle. I think the Saints, I believe, probably have 5-6 turnovers the first half here.
We'll get halftime point totals here for you in a minute. It is Cedar Crest 24 and Interlake 15. It is halftime here inside the Wolf Den at Cedar Crest High School on Valley 104.9.
We're rolling out a mat here. We got some cheerleaders are going to do some tumbling or something. JJ's going to collect some stats so we can give you some info on points, turnovers. Right now we got halftime. The cheerleaders are coming out to do some tumbling, it looks like. They moved the mat into the court. For us here at Valley 104.9, we want to definitely give a massive shout out to JJ and Cedar Crest Basketball for including us in this broadcast, and JJ for really pushing the front to get us up here broadcasting. As I said the other night, broadcasting our Cedar Crest youth sports is something that we've looked to do at Valley 104.9 since our inception, really, about 9 years ago. We got on the air December 2016, I believe, right, Terry? I think it was 16, right? Yeah. So going on 10 years here. And Valley 104.9, like I said earlier, is 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We are broadcasting live throughout the day. You can check out a very eclectic mix of music, something we pride ourselves on. You'll hear a little bit of everything throughout the day. A lot of classic hits that you grew up with, and also some modern music as well. We have a lot of specialty shows in the evening hours. Goodbye, how you doing? And we have some syndicated shows as well, the long-running shows that have been with us for many years. So please check us out on the FM, 104.9 on the dial, and online at valley1049.org. And please also, if you're on social media, give us a like on Facebook and the Instagram so you can see what's going on with the station and keep in touch. And also, if you're listening and you'd like to volunteer for a local nonprofit, or perhaps you have a passion in radio, definitely go to the website. There's an email on there. You can send a message and somebody at the station will reply to you about volunteer opportunities. We're very excited for the upcoming season of events in the Valley. We broadcast a majority of the main stages at our community events. Duval Days will be the first one. Carnation 4th of July, Fall City Days, Carnation Block Party, Snoqualmie Days, Festival of Mount Si, all of them. Valley 104.9 is at and broadcasting live from the main stage. JJ is back. Did he collect some stats for us? Oh, where are we at? Right here. The button. He needs the button. There we go. He's back.
Thanks, Terry. Thanks, Morgan. We are back with first half point totals. It is Dante Hinton with 7 leading the way for the Saints. Adrian Quintana has 4. Dickinson and Campbell each with 2, as that defense has really kept Interlake in check here in the first half. Only 15 points through the first 16 minutes. Sam Emery with 6 for Cedar Crest. Davenport and Brody Graff both with 2, but it's been the freshman, Josh Moore, with 14.
14, man, that's over half the points.
To lead all scorers. I don't have an assist total for you, Morgan, but I gotta imagine he's assisted at least on a handful of those baskets as well. As some of the Cedar Crest select kids get after it here for some halftime entertainment here inside the Wolf Den. Got a couple of our youth teams with a quick scrimmage here during the last 5 minutes of this halftime. This is the future of Cedar Crest basketball, Morgan.
Oh, I thought he was going to pull up there from like 20 feet.
Ooh, nice rebound there. Cedar Crest select, number of teams that have already qualified for the middle school, also elementary school, Washington State basketball tournament over in Spokane.
Oh, wow. That's good. It's good to hear we got a pipeline going here. Produce more products like freshman Moore.
13th year of the state tournament now over in Spokane. That tournament's got so big they spread it out over 2 weeks, with the girls going 1 week and the boys going another there on the weekend. Great event. A lot of qualifiers throughout the year.
This is for the middle school and elementary school select teams?
Absolutely. I think now it looks like we're Not sure the youngest division that they run the state tournament at, Morgan. Pulling it up quickly here. Looks like we do have some third, fourth grade teams qualified. So let's see which of our Cedar Crest Select teams have already qualified on the boys and girls side. We're getting later here in the Select basketball season.
I think that's really important, what's going on, you know, having the Select team all under the Cedar Crest umbrella. I mean, when I was going to Cedar Crest and Tolt Middle School, we didn't really have that. You know, there was Select teams, but they weren't really, we weren't called Cedar Crest, right? We were different Select leagues in the area at the time.
Absolutely.
Boys and Girls Club, a lot of us played for Boys and Girls Club. And I can't remember what the AAU league was called. We're talking 30 years ago, so.
The 7th grade boys here this year have qualified.
Nice, there we go, buddy.
They took second place in the 2026 Wildcat Classic. Landon Swenson with two fouls for Cedar Crest. He's the only one with more than one.
Well, that's definitely good news going in the second half. I want to keep everybody in the game.
Campbell and Quintana both with three for the Saints. As head coach Scott Didrikson will no doubt continue to monitor the situation with Campbell as they lose a lot of size when he goes out of the game, but maybe a trade-off that they have to make with him in foul trouble throughout most of that first half.
Cedar Crest hasn't really taken advantage yet of the size with him out. So let's look to see if Davenport can take advantage of that.
See if they're the Rebels look inside to Davenport more here in this second half.
They're getting it down to him, you know, but they're definitely swarming him once he gets the ball, too. So, you know, that's when you kick out, and that's where some of those threes, too, have come from Emery and Moore. So, yeah, they're playing solid basketball tonight at all levels.
All right, last minute of halftime here inside the Wolf Den at Cedar Crest High School. Saints back out on the court, getting up some warm-up shots. Cedar Crest will look to snap a two-game losing streak. Get back in the win column here tonight. Finish off this one in the last 16 minutes.
And here they come.
All right, Red Wolves back out on the court here. Assistant football coach Pete Hartzell making an appearance down here in front of us. Defensive coordinator for the Red Wolves under head coach John Fiala. Hoping to get out to the gridiron this year in the fall,
yeah.
Morgan, and see what the Red Wolves have going on the football field.
It is fun. I've gone to a couple Cedar Crest games in the last few years, and it definitely brings me back. It's weird that there's a smell to, like, football that I remember from high school. And when I came out, I remember the first game I came to up here, I could smell it immediately, and I was like, wow, dude, this is weird. It's hard to explain what the smell is. If you played football, I'm sure you understand what I'm talking about. But
oh, absolutely, Morgan.
I wore my Letterman jacket, broke it out of the closet. That was fun.
That's outstanding. Great atmosphere during the fall out here at Cedar Crest High School for Friday Night Lights. The Red Wolves have had a couple of pretty successful seasons back-to-back here, reaching the postseason. We'll see if they're able to continue. Now with a little bit of a new nucleus on the gridiron.
And here we go.
More with the ball here as the second half begins for Cedar Crest. It's Davenport high post handoff to Pipe. Pipe passes out to Emery. Emery jab step, dribbles past Lynn. Moore jab step by Hinton, not there. Looks for the entry to Davenport. There he is, some inside out offense for the Red Wolves. Kick back out to Emery, and he shuffled the feet. That's gonna be a traveling violation. And turnover here on Cedar Crest to start the second half. Saints are gonna take over. Trailing 24-15. It'll be Didrikson bringing the ball across here on the pass from Hinton. He's guarded by Landon Swenson. Hand to Lynn. Lynn guarded by Emery. He picks up the dribble. Looks down low for Campbell. Campbell for Didrikson. Swenson both hands up. Good defense. Forces it back out. It's Campbell now around to Quintana guarded by Pipe. He uses the ball screen. Didrikson back out top with six on the shot clock. It's Lynn, left-handed dribble, wild shot. That's not going to go, fall short. Moore with the rebound for Cedar Crest. He pushes it across to Emery, and he'll bring it across the timeline for the Red Wolves. Emery on the wing to Pipe. Pipe looking for the ball screen from Landon Swenson. Davenport now works the ball around to Emery. Dribbles against Lynn between the legs. Swings it back out top to Swenson. Swenson short pass to Moore. Moore works against Henton. Good defense from Henton. Good feed, though. High off the backboard. Reverse layup from Colton Pipe. Not going to go. Davenport collects the rebound. His shot's deflected away. That's Campbell. And Quintana collects it for the Saints coming the other way. Quickly down the court. Reverse layup for Quintana. Good. Adrian Quintana, the senior guard, now up to 6 points as Interlake trims the lead to 7, 24-17. Cedar Crest advantage here with 6:19 on the third quarter clock. Moore with the quick feed down low. Davenport is going to draw the foul, and that is going to go against Chase Campbell. That is his fourth personal.
Ooh, that's big.
Head coach Scott Didrikson looks down the bench immediately, and he's going to get a substitute. Justin Hadasco is coming back into the game. Campbell's got to take a quick seat. He only lasted a minute 44 here into the third quarter, and he has four fouls.
Yeah, Red Wolves got to take advantage of that.
Only one more to give here as Moore inbounds. The ball to Davenport, around to Emery. Emery threw it away, but Henton was on the sideline. That's going to stay here. Cedar Crest basketball as the Red Wolves avoid the turnover. It'll be Colton Pipe near side for the Red Wolves as they lead 24-17 with 6:11 on the third quarter clock. It is Pipe, Davenport, Swenson, Moore, and Emery for Cedar Crest. Swenson in the high post. Moore works off a screen on another left-handed shot up off the back iron. No good. Davenport deflects the rebound around and collected by Moore.
Good great hustle there by Davenport.
Great effort there by the Red Wolves on the offensive glass. Between the legs dribble. Moore left hand pushes past. Henton kicks it back out to Emery. Emery shot fake, dribble drive, jump stop. Back out to Pipe. That's not going to go. He didn't draw anything. Pulled down by Didrikson. He's going to go all the way to the other end. Ooh. And one. He got the layup up off the glass. Drew the foul from the freshman Moore. Count it. 24-19. And it'll be the senior, Brady Didrikson, stepping to the line. Trying to pull the Saints back within four. Didrikson dribbles, free throw is up, and good. 24-20, Cedar Crest leads as the Saints now extend some full court pressure. Moore with the quick pass, he breaks it easily, dribbles around against Anakin Lynn. Davenport sets the screen, but Moore's going to reject it. Left-handed dribble around, jump stop, pass back out top to Emery. Emery will throw up a three-pointer off the side iron. That's collected by Swenson, but he threw it away to Lynn. Tried to save it. It went into the hands of the Saints, who pushed the ball quickly down the court. Quintana's layup won't go, but he collects his own miss. He throws it back around, and it's deflected away by Colton Pipe. Cedar Crest back down the other direction. It's Moore across the timeline, looking for Emery on the far side. Emery wants to enter the ball to Swenson, and he's going to draw a foul. That's going to go against Hadasco.
Cedar Crest is doing a good job drawing fouls here. Working towards getting them in foul trouble.
Hadasco displaced Swenson on the catch there. That's going to be the second team foul against the Saints as Moore inbounds, baseline out of bounds. Around a Pipe, now back to Moore. He dribbles between the legs against Henton. Moore to Emery. Emery uses the ball screen from Swenson. Back around to the far sideline, Moore. Low post entry to Davenport. Falling away, that's not going to go. Swenson tried to crash the glass, and he went hard into the wall. Great hustle from Swenson there. He pops up quick. Looks like he's all right. It's going to be Interlake basketball trailing 24-20 as they have trimmed the Cedar Crest lead here out of the locker room with 4:42 on the third quarter clock. Ball comes into Henton for the Saints across to Lynn. Red Wolves now extending a little bit of full court pressure. Ball comes across the timeline with Lynn. He looks for Didrikson. Didrikson for Quintana. Quick three. Not going to go off the iron. Davenport pulls down the board strong. Moore the other way here for Cedar Crest, guarded by Henton. He swings the ball to Emery on the far side. Emery to Davenport. Davenport, shot fake, dribble, spin move. stood up by Didrikson, looks for the bounce pass. That's deflected by the Saints. Taken away by Didrikson, but he floated it up to no one.
Man. Number
the ball's going to stay here. We're going to say that stays here.
Number 10's working on some floor burns here. It's all over the place.
We're going to get a timeout here. Ball goes out of bounds, deflected off the Saints. I think Dante Hinton was standing out of bounds when he got his hand on the ball. And so it's going to stay here with Cedar Crest. 30-second timeout by Red Wolves coach Joe Ayers. It is 24-20, Cedar Crest leads.
Yeah, they're on a drought here. Got to get a simple basket, get something going.
7 quick points for the Saints to open this second half. It is Moore, Davenport, Pipe, Emery, and Swenson for the Red Wolves. Justin Hadasco, Brady Didrikson, Dante Hinton, Adrian Quintana, and Anakin Lynn for the Saints. As Josh Moore is going to inbound the ball. Baseline out of bounds here. Comes in to Davenport. Davenport out top. He looks for Emery. Emery back to the near side. Moore on the sideline with the ball. Now back out to Emery. Over the other side to Pipe. Cedar Crest works both sides of this zone defense now. Ball goes inside. Turnaround from Davenport's no good. Brady Didrikson collects that rebound. And Interlake's going to bring the ball up with a chance to cut it to 2 or 1 here. As close as they have been in some time, Morgan.
Yeah. So Chris is getting some good shots. They're just not going in. Got to keep feeding the big man.
Anakin Lynn dribbles around on the far sideline, and it looks like he's going to draw a foul. Or we're just going to call that deflect out of bounds as Brandon Pena-Preciado checks back in. Landon Swenson going to take a seat for Cedar Crest. It's going to be Interlake ball far sideline. As the Saints throw it in, it's Quintana in the far corner. He's guarded by Pipe. Ball screen from Didrikson. Pipe all over Quintana. He dribbles past. Ooh, throws it up off the backboard. That's not going to go. He got past Colton Pipe. And Pipe's going to get called for the foul on the shot.
Lucky that wasn't and one.
As the senior, Quintana has the chance to pull the Saints back within two. 3:27 here left in the third quarter. Quintana's first is up, around, and no good. He'll have one more. Quintana dribbles, spins the ball in his hand. Up and good with the second. 24-21, 3:27 in the third quarter as now the Saints are going to really ramp up the pressure. Moore in the far corner. He threw the ball off the side of the backboard. That's out of bounds. Interlake pulled out the full court trap there. Caught Cedar Crest off guard. Red Wolves throw it away. It's going to be Interlake ball with a chance to pull even here.
Yeah, Red Wolves got to watch out for that full court trap. We saw it happen last time.
Didrikson, baseline out of bounds. He looks for Quintana, guarded by Pipe. Backs him down. Kicks back out to Lynn. Back for Quintana. Quick three up off the front iron. No good. Rebound down, though, to Didrikson. His fall away two will go. 24-23. Brady Didrikson knocks in the two for the Saints as Moore brings it across. Interlake back within one. 3:02 left in the third quarter. As close as they've been since the early goings here inside the Wolf Den. That ball's deflected away. Emery collects, guarded closely by Lynn. Saints really ramping up the pressure now. Moore looks to use the ball screen. Bumped by Hinton, no. Bumped again on the feed, no. Layup won't go. Collected by Moore, and that's going to be a travel. That's going to be a travel.
Yeah, should have been a foul. I think I saw a foul there. But
looked like there was some contact.
Good drive, though, by the freshman.
Absorbed the contact. Pulled it down off his own miss off just the backboard, and then traveled with the basketball. That's going to go over to the Saints. Cedar Crest will now extend the pressure, looking to create some tempo and some pace themselves here with their defense.
And watch Emery behind you, though.
Emery chases back. Moore guards Hinton. Three ball. Front iron off backboard. No good. Colton Pipe with the rebound. He moves it to Moore across the timeline. Cedar Crest ahead by one. 24-23. 2:22 left on the third quarter clock. Moore in the corner to Pena-Preciado. Three ball, that's not going to go. Rebound comes down to Quintana on the far side. Pipe swipes it away. Red Wolves can't gather it, though. And Lynn has the ball on the far side for the Saints. He dribbles, pulls up. That's short. Pulled down by Peña Preciado on the air ball. 2 minutes left here in the third quarter. Cedar Crest still ahead by one as Emery dribbles between the legs on the far sideline. Ball screen from Davenport. Emery picks up the dribble, nowhere to go. Looks for Peña Preciado. He works against Adasco. Throws up a fall away. That's going to go.
Finally.
Red Wolves needed that. 26-23, 140 and counting here on the third quarter clock. Cedar Crest ahead by three as Moore guards Henton along the near sideline. Henton drives by, gets past Davenport, up and in off the backboard. 26-25, Cedar Crest leads. Dante Henton with a quick answer.
He's sneaky.
Emery dribbles between the legs. Back out and around to Davenport screen, guarded by Lynn. He feeds Peña Preciado. He wants the entry to Davenport. Davenport up, fouled. Good strong move there by the big man. Off the nice feed, and he's going to go to the free throw line. That's going to be the first on Henton. Third against the Saints here in the third quarter. Only one more to give before the Red Wolves will be in the bonus. As Davenport dribbles at the free throw line. Spins the ball in his right hand. The big man up and off the front iron and no good.
Does not get the roll.
Did not get the roll. 1 point lead still here for the Red Wolves as Arash Soretti checks back in, the senior. Anakin Lynn's going to take a seat for the Saints.
Yeah, this home hoop isn't working out very well for the Red Wolves right now.
Red Wolves not getting the rolls here on this side. No. Davenport up with the second. Nothing but the bottom of the net on that one. 27-25, Cedar Crest leads as Davenport's going to head to the bench for the final minute 15. Here in the third, it's Zach Mueller, the junior, back in. Number 24 for the Red Wolves. Quintana almost threw it away there. Colton Pipe with some ball pressure on Henton as the Saints nearly lost it along the far side. Ball goes to Didrikson. Quintana, another quick three, doesn't get it. Good box out there from Sam Emery. Soretti was trying to fight for the rebound, but he couldn't get it. That comes down to Moore. Moore along here, the near side, guarded by Quintana. 22 left on the shot clock. That's deflected, but it's going to stay here. It's going to be Cedar Crest basketball here along the near side. 51.4 left on the third quarter clock. 27-25, Red Wolves lead.
Red Wolves really need to start setting some screens here for their buddies, getting people open, going back to the basics.
Ball comes inbound. It's Peña Preciado over to Colton Pipe. Pipe looked like he got grabbed, but he lost it. That's going to be a held ball, and it's going to go the other way. It's going to be interleague basketball. That's another turnover. 41.8 now on the game clock as the Saints are going to take over with a chance to take the lead. That interleague pressure is really ramped up. It's caused some problems here for the Red Wolves in the third quarter. As Henton dribbles, quick feed, Quintana, another three from the other side. This one won't go either. Deflected around, out of bounds, and that's going to go the other way. Cedar Crest basketball. It was Peña Preciado and Emery battling with Soretti and Didrikson, and that went off the Saints along the near sideline on the far side of the court. Underneath the Cedar Crest basket, it's going to be Red Wolves ball as Moore brings it across the timeline. Final 20 seconds here of the third quarter inside the Wolf Den. Red Wolves leading 27-25. Looking to push out that lead here as Interlake brings a trap near half court. We'll see if Coach Joe Harris calls a timeout. He does not. Ball comes down and it's deflected. That's going to be a foul. Colton Pipe drew the foul. That's going to go against Henton. 7.1 left. No more fouls to give here now for the Saints in the third quarter. As Cedar Crest will inbound. Sideline right here in front of us and in front of the Cedar Crest students. It'll be Colton Pipe. He looks, it's knocked away. He was looking for Emery, and that's taken away. Giveaway to Soretti. He missed the layup. Layup won't go, and we're going to get a foul coming back the other way.
Man, they lucked out there.
That's going to be a rebounding foul, loose ball foul on Dante Henton. Arash Soretti took the inbound pass away, coasted down to the far basket, but he was not able to finish the layup. And then the foul goes against Henton, his third. Team's fifth, which will send Emery to the line here on the other end.
It's quite the turn of events there.
Big break for the Red Wolves. We'll see if Emery can cash these in.
This is where all the free throw practice comes into play.
1.4 seconds left on the third quarter clock as Emory's first is up and good.
Swish.
Cedar Crest leads. 1.4 seconds left here on the third quarter clock as Emory spins the ball in his right hand. Second free throw is up, rattles around and down. Brady Didrikson looking to go long range. That's deflected by Mueller out of bounds. Big sequence there for the end of that quarter, for the Red Wolves at the end of that quarter.
That was key. That game should have been tied if he would have made that land.
Four point swing on the missed layup, and the rebounding foul makes it 29-25 after Emory cashes in the free throws. Cedar Crest leads at the end of three quarters here inside the Wolf Den.
Yeah, pretty low scoring affair here so far. Lots of Cedar Crest, as we've talked about, is there's a lid on that basket for a lot of these shots, it seems like. But you got to keep getting it down low, keep feeding the big man, giving those easy shots. They'll start going in. Again, I'm old school, right? Screens were just forced into my DNA of basketball. And I'd love to see some more screens, especially on the half-court press. It's a good way to get out of the half-court press.
Red Wolves lead 29-25 here at the end of the third quarter over the visiting Interlake Saints. Cedar Crest well below their average, averaging 61.8 points per game in their last five. But they've held the Saints well under their average as well. Interlake came into the game averaging 67 points per game in their last five contests.
Wow.
52 points per game overall, yeah. And they're here on 25 through three periods inside the Wolf Den.
Yeah, good defense from both teams. Also,
the
baskets are not very forgiving tonight.
Cedar Crest ball here to start the fourth quarter. It's Sam Emory dribbling against Quintana. He's looking for Mueller, but they miscommunicated. That ball sails out of bounds. It's going to go over to the Saints.
Take a deep breath, boys.
7:49 here on the game clock. Interlake's going to take over. Down four. It's a 29-25 Cedar Crest lead. As Dante Henton dribbles up along the far sideline, guarded by Moore. Campbell back in the game for the Saints with four fouls. Henton dribbles off the window, around and down, 29-27. Cedar Crest leads by two with 7:33 left here in the game. Sam Emory between the legs dribble against Quintana. Quintana applies the pressure. He swings to Peña Preciado. Guarded by Didrikson, shot fake. Throws up a wild shot, that's not gonna go. Moore pulls down the offensive rebound, dribbles it out, fresh 30. Moore, three ball,
there it is.
Good. Josh Moore had a little quiet stretch there in that third quarter, Morgan. He's got to assert himself offensively.
He's got a good shot. Good lefty and the pick now.
And a
look
quick
at this
takeaway
guy.
By Moore. And the layup.
He's feeling
34-27, Cedar Crest leads. That's five quick ones from the freshman. As he picks up Henton again, full court, looking for another takeaway. Henton behind the back dribble. Moore pesters all the way up. Henton kicks it out to Quintana. Another three won't go. He's been ice cold. He hasn't made one.
Yeah, let him shoot that all day.
Moore, defensive rebound down and around. He looked for Peña Preciado. But that's thrown away by Quintana.
But he can block.
Good recovery there from the Saints as that ball's knocked out of bounds and out for the Cedar Crest possession. It's going to be Moore on the baseline. Quick feed into pipe, and he's bumped on the shot. That's going to be two more free throws. Colton Pipe found some space there on the baseline out of bounds.
All right, got to put these in here.
He drew the bump from Quintana.
Free throws are going to count in this game.
And Pipe's going to step to the free throw line with the Red Wolves leading by seven. His first is up and no good. Anakin Lynn back into the game as Soretti takes a seat for the Saints. 6:34 left here in the game. 34-27, Cedar Crest leads. Pipe's second free throw is up and good. Colton Pipe's free throw makes it 35-27. It's an 8-point Cedar Crest lead with 6:30 and counting. Red Wolves applying some pressure now. Wild shot from Didrikson, but the follow by Campbell will go.
Oh, Campbell's back in.
That's the presence they've missed through most of this game with him in foul trouble. Red Wolves are going to look to draw one more as that ball's deflected off Moore. Henton applied the pressure on the defense. Moore deflected off his own hand, out of bounds on the sideline. 6:14 left. Brody Gratt back into the game for Emory. It's a 6-point Cedar Crest lead, 35-29. As the Saints will throw the ball in here near sideline. Ball comes into Henton, guarded by Graff in the backcourt. He dribbles across the timeline, uses a Campbell screen, and another back to Quintana. Quintana looks for Didrikson. He dribbles down off the window. Ball deflects around, no good. Rebound comes down, collected by Didrikson, and that's going to be a Cedar Crest foul. That's going to be the first on the Red Wolves here in the fourth quarter. That's going to go against Brody Grapp.
Scrapping.
That's his second. Landon Swenson back into the game now for the Red Wolves. Coming back in for Peña Preciado as the junior takes a seat with 6 minutes left here in the fourth quarter. And the Red Wolves ahead by six, 35-29.
Got another break here for some moisture on the floor.
And a wet spot on the court here as the Saints take care of that with the towel. Interlake's going to inbound the ball far baseline. It's Campbell, Henton, Anakin Lynn, Quintana, and Didrikson for the Saints. Landon Swenson, Colton Pipe, Grapp, Zach Mueller, and the freshman Josh Moore for the Red Wolves. Ball comes into Lynn as he's guarded by Moore. He wants to use the Didrikson screen. Didrikson drives off the window, no good. Campbell follow, won't go. Mueller fights for the rebound and pulls it down. He good clears hustle to Moore across the timeline. Red Wolves by six here with 5:40 left in the fourth quarter. Landon Swenson in the high post. He pitches back to Moore. Moore near the center circle between the legs. He's guarded by Henton. He clears out. Moore, right-handed dribble, nothing there. Picked up by Quintana. Now he feeds to Pipe. That's not going to go. Deflected by Grapp.
Great pass, though.
Grab by Henton. And the Saints quickly up the other side. Anakin Lynn, shot knocked away by Mueller, out of bounds. Zach Mueller with the block on the help defense. It's going to be Interlake ball underneath. 5:15 left in the game. 23 left on the shot clock as the Red Wolves lead by six. Ball comes into Quintana. He's guarded by Pipe. Look down now for Didrikson. Turnaround right-hander. That won't go. Off the front iron. Campbell collects the miss again. That's not going to go. Fresh 30 for the Saints on the gather. It's Quintana again from three. Around and out. He just can't get one tonight. Josh Moore collects the rebound for the Red Wolves. He dribbles near the logo on the sideline. Now between the legs. Back to Grapp. Grapp looks to the top. Great feed from Swenson. Ooh. And that's knocked out of bounds. It was Mueller underneath.
A little give and go action there. It's good to see.
Good action from the Red Wolves. That shot was blocked by Campbell. As Moore will inbound, baseline out of bounds. 4:44 left in counting. And the pass is knocked away. Taken away by Didrikson. Saints steal the ball. They're down by six, bringing it across the court. It's Henton. Henton past Mueller, throws up a wild shot. That's deflected around and grabbed by Moore. He comes quickly the other way. Left-handed in and out dribble, won't go. He was bumped by Lynn, no call. Quintana back the other way. Now Lynn for the Saints. He's chased down by Pipe, and that's going to be a foul.
Yeah, you can't come over their back like that.
It's going to be the second foul of the quarter on the Red Wolves. It's going to go against Colton Pipe. And we're going to get a timeout. 30-second timeout here. Looks like it will be the Saints calling for the stoppage as they trail 35-29 here in the fourth quarter inside the Wolf Den.
Cedar Crest needs to maintain ball control here. Try to run time off the clock, being that they're up by six.
Big sequence for the Red Wolves here, Morgan.
Yeah.
Chance to stretch this lead out as time starts to wind down, maybe beyond the point of no return for the Saints. But if the Saints are able to get it back within one possession here, I think this is going to go down to the end.
Definitely. This next minute will be very important in this game.
4:19 left on the game clock as Interlake inbounds, baseline out of bounds on the far side. Underneath the Cedar Crest basket, it's Didrikson. He throws it up, and Quintana takes it away. Moore almost had it. Quintana down to the ground now, and he loses it. It's gathered by the Saints. Back out to Henton. Three-pointer on the gather. No good. Campbell tries to collect another miss and does in the corner, but he throws it away. It's Moore. He was bumped by Quintana. No call. Coach Joe Ayers pleading with the officials on the sideline as Moore looks for the pass to Pipe. That's deflected away by Henton and into the stands. It's going to be Cedar Crest basketball with 4 minutes left here on the fourth quarter game clock. 35-29, Cedar Crest lead. Colton Pipe inbounds near sideline. Moore back to Pipe. Pipe looks for the entry to Davenport. Davenport guarded by Didrikson. He dribbles into the middle. Turnaround right-hander nice. Off the back iron, and he gets the roll. There's that roll the Red Wolves have needed, Morgan.
That is what they've been looking for all night right there, a little hook shot action.
37-29, Cedar Crest leads. 3:39 left here in the fourth, and it's going to be Moore getting called for the bump. Him and Henton are really going at it.
Yeah, they've been going at it all night here. It's a good matchup between those two.
Good back and forth between the two. Moore holding his own on both ends, but he picks up the foul on that one. That's his third. Third on the Red Wolves here, so only one more to give in the quarter before the Saints will find themselves in the bonus. Another wet spot on the court here as Henton tends to that at the official's direction. He looks none too pleased about it, Morgan.
No, that's not what he's here to do. Man, this ref's really putting him through it, too.
All right, looks like we got that taken care of. Henton can get back to playing some basketball here. As the Saints are going to throw it in on the far side. Fresh 30 on the shot clock, 3:38 and counting here on the fourth quarter clock. It's Henton on the far pass to Quintana. Now back to Henton. Henton to Campbell. Campbell back out top. Henton, three ball, back iron, no good. Campbell tries to gather the rebound. He goes down to the deck, and he's going to be out of bounds. He rolled over onto his back. He had the ball, but he was out of bounds on the baseline. And it's going to be Cedar Crest basketball here with an eight-point lead and 3:24 left on the fourth quarter clock.
Let's watch the full court press here. Linear legs putting on.
Saints in a 1-2-2 full court look here as Colton Pipe throws the inbound into the corner. Yep. Saints look to bring the double, and Lynn bump Moore out of bounds. That's going to be a foul. Fourth foul on Interlake. Fourth foul on Anakin Lynn as well.
Oh, we're getting in trouble here.
The sophomore with four as Pipe throws it inbound to Moore with 3:20 left on the game clock. Moore dribbles around Henton. Wants to use the screen from Davenport. Moore, one-footed floater, no good. Landon Swenson tries to collect the rebound. It's deflected around to Quintana. Quintana dribbles up the side for the Saints. Picked up by Pipe. Pipe's going to force him out of bounds. That's going to be a turnover. Great defense there from Colton Pipe in transition. He forced Quintana out of bounds here along the near side in front of the Cedar Crest students, and that ball's going to go back over to the Red Wolves. Josh Moore now brings the ball across the timeline inside of 3 minutes here, leading by 8 points. He uses the Davenport screen, one from Pipe, pass inside, Davenport feed, grab off the window, and he drew the foul.
Good take, Brody.
Brody Grapp, authoritative take, as you said, Morgan.
The little man going down into the thick of things.
He showed no fear on that one as he took the hit. Drew the foul and will step to the free throw line with a chance to push the Cedar Crest lead back to double digits.
Yeah, if he can get both these free throws, get them up by 10.
That's four on Henton as well, Morgan. They're in a lot of foul trouble now, the Saints, as the fouls continue to mount. First free throw is no good from Grapp.
Let's see if Cedar Crest can take advantage of that. They get Henton to foul out. That'd be huge for the last 2.5 minutes of this game.
Saints have really only played six guys in this game. Hadasco's the only guy with any real meaningful minutes off the bench as Grapp's second free throw's up and good. 38-29. Cedar Crest leads with 2:47 and counting now. Saints bring the ball across the timeline. Henton guarded by Swenson. Dribbles around, left-handed dribble. Swings it to Lynn. Lynn to Quintana. Quintana, three ball. That one won't go. Again, off the back iron and out. Brody Grapp, the littlest man on the court again, pulls down the rebound for the Red Wolves. Moore swings it back to Pipe. He loses control. Back to Grapp in the
Brody.
Corner. Jump shot. No good. He missed everything. 18 on the shot clock as Davenport collects the miss. Recycles it back around to Moore. Moore back around to Grapp again. Grapp back to Moore. Left-handed three. No, back iron, it won't go. Didgerson collects the rebound for the Saints. 2:12 on the game clock. 9-point Cedar Crest lead, 38-29 as Henton brings it across. Ball screen from Didrikson. Henton into the corner. Quintana finally got one.
One for eight.
38-32.
He hits the biggest one of the game.
As Adrian Quintana knocks down his first three of the night to pull the Saints back within six. Right. 2 minutes left.
We got a game here.
Here inside the Wolf Den, it's going to be Cedar Crest basketball as the Saints took a timeout. Full timeout along the far side.
Well, this is where the clock comes into the utmost of importance.
We'll see if Interlake wants to set that full court defense again.
I bet they will.
Red Wolves have done a good job of drawing fouls and being strong with the ball so far here late in the period. We'll see if that continues, Morgan.
I think it's all about time control at this point. They need to run the shot clock down as far as they can each possession, try to get a good shot, try easy shots. 2 points. You don't need threes right now.
Red Wolves want to be strong with the ball. Work that action, both sides of the defense, to make the Saints guard for that full 30 seconds, Morgan, as you said. Look for that quality shot that can extend this lead beyond reach.
We'll also take advantage of Interlake's foul troubles here.
That foul trouble mounting for the Saints. Multiple players, Campbell, Lynn, and Henton, all now with four fouls for the Interlake. It's going to be Colton Pipe inbounding. Saints set the full court defense again here. Cedar Crest in their three across full court offense. Ball comes into Moore, back to Pipe. Pipe dribbles
can't
up, looks
trapped.
For Emery. Emery, ball's deflected around, collected by Emery, and that's going to be a held ball.
Wow.
Red Wolves bailed out there on the held ball call. That was deflected around by Dante Henton and Sam Emery. Ultimately held by both. And it's going to, I take that back, it's going to stay here. Interlake basketball on the takeaway on the alternating possession. Interlake gets the takeaway now down six with 1:50 left and counting on the fourth quarter clock. It's Quintana. He uses the ball screen from Didrikson. Pipe guards closely. Campbell out top. Davenport sags off him. Pipe looks for the takeaway, not there. Quintana gathers. Three ball, no good on the step back. Josh Moore, huge rebound for the Red Wolves. He brings it across
Slow
the timeline,
down,
and it's deflected away, but we're going to get another foul. And that's going to go against Henton, I think, Morgan.
Oh, he's out. Yeah, it looks like he's walking to the bench.
That's going to be the fifth foul on Dante Henton. He is out of the game. Coach Scott Didrikson doesn't like it at all.
Yeah, I agree with him. I don't know about that as the fifth foul.
He's being asked to bring in his substitute by the official. It's going to be Arash Soretti.
Heck of a game from Henton there.
Henton fouls out with 1:30 to go. It's the senior Soretti in now with 1:30 left. Final 90 seconds. Red Wolves by six as Moore brings it across the timeline. He's guarded by Quintana. Feeds near wing to Emery. Emery, dangerous pass. It is knocked away. That ball was knocked away, but we're going to get a loose ball foul. A grab.
On Interlake, it looks like. No.
That is going to go against Didrikson. You're absolutely right, Morgan.
Yeah.
Loose ball foul call there against the Saints.
That's huge.
They had taken the possession and had thrown the ball down the court, but Didrikson grabbed one of the Red Wolves. Officials still talking about it near half court. Looks like they're clarifying. Head coach Joe Ayers takes the timeout with 1:19 left. Full timeout for the Red Wolves, leading 38-32. As we wind it down here inside the Wolf Den, Cedar Crest looking to hang on for a big league win to finish the regular season.
Well, if Moore can get these free throws in, that'll put them up by six. That'll be a good cushion here for the last, what is there, a little under 2 minutes left?
We've got a minute 19 left.
Almost 1 minute.
Red Wolves lead 38-32. Officials still talking near center court about that last play. Last exchange ended with an Interlake loose ball foul. It's going to be Moore on the free throw line for the Red Wolves, one of their best free throw shooters.
Starting to get loud here in the den. Students are getting into it. We got the soccer chant going.
Red Wolves trying to close this one out here inside the Wolf Den, Morgan. 38-32, they lead. It is 1:19 left on the fourth quarter clock, and it is the freshman Josh Moore stepping to the free throw line with a chance to push this Cedar Crest lead out to 8 with 2 minutes. Moore dribbles, spins the ball on his hand, left hand free throw is up, and nice. Good. 39-32, 1:19 left here in the game. Red Wolves lead. Moore's going to get one more as he takes a deep breath. One more dribble, spins the ball again, up and good. Nothing but net.
Nailed it.
40-32, Cedar Crest leads by 8. 1:16 and counting as Quintana works against the Red Wolves' pressure. He moves it over to Didrikson. He dribbles around, throws up a wild shot. That's not going to go. Collected by Quintana, blocked by Davenport. He can't collect his own miss. Swenson hits the deck. We have a whistle and looks like we're going to get another help ball. This is going to go over to Cedar Crest on the alternating possession. Red Wolves get the takeaway. 105 left in counting, now up by 8, and it's desperation time for the Saints.
Yeah, you got to get this ball across half court and use that entire shot clock.
Red Wolves in great shape now, Morgan.
Oh, they're looking good as long as they can get across half court here.
Leading by 8 with 105 to go. Have multiple Saints here in foul trouble. Still Campbell with 4. He's played the entire quarter with 4. Lynn also with 4. Henton is out of the game.
Well, Cedar Crest needs to draw a foul here.
We'll see if the Saints try to play out this 30 or if they start fouling now to get the Red Wolves to the free throw line and try to save some time. Colton Pipe in the backcourt. He pump fakes. Goes to Moore. It's taken away. That's Didrikson. Collects it along the far sideline. He looks for Quintana. He missed the bunny. Layup won't go. That's pulled down by Pipe. 51 seconds now. 40-32 lead for Cedar Crest. And Joe Ayers is going to get the timeout. Head coach Ayers calls the timeout.
That's a good call.
Just in time there. Cedar Crest looked a little scrambled along the far baseline.
The full court press is getting them there.
Cedar Crest will maintain possession. 49 seconds left here. And an 8-point lead looking to close out this win and finish out the regular season before heading off to the district tournament.
When does the seeding come out?
Red Wolves will know their seed sometime after that Kinko tournament wraps up next week and will likely play their first game in the district tournament right here at Cedar Crest High School, maybe over at Lindbergh or another Kinko foe on February 10th.
Nice.
Time and location still to be determined.
So get a little break, get healthy.
A little bit of time off here likely for the Red Wolves after this one as Pipe inbounds. Clock rolling
down
inside 46 seconds, and that's going to be a foul on Didrikson.
Yeah, they got a foul.
As Davenport draws the foul. And he will go to the line now with a chance to push this lead out to double digits again. Cedar Crest looking to finish off Interlake here inside the Wolf Den. The big man dribbles the ball at the free throw line. Spins it in both hands. First free throw is up. And good. 41-32. 45.9 seconds left here on the game clock. Davenport's second. Up. And
nice.
Good. Cedar Crest leads by 10, 42-32, final 43 seconds here as Anakin Lynn throws up a three off the backboard and good.
The bank is open.
Didrickson's going to call another timeout. Saints back within 7 here, 37.7 left.
That was ideal.
Quick three from Interlake there.
They're definitely not down yet.
As the Saints look to extend this one.
Still fighting. This full court press right here will be big.
Red Wolves looking to manage this pressure on the defense from the Saints. Knock down their free throws and walk out of here with a win as they conclude the regular season tonight. Likely the last game here inside the Wolf Den for the Red Wolves as well. Cedar Crest fell earlier this season in a close contest to Lindbergh, who is just ahead of them right now in the standings as well, likely to take home that fourth seed. Cedar Crest then is the fifth seed, traveling out to Lindbergh, most likely in the first round of that district tournament.
Where is Lindbergh?
Lindbergh is out in Renton.
Oh, okay.
Renton Highlands.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Out of the timeout. It's going to be Red Wolves ball. Colton Pipe to inbound for Cedar Crest on the far baseline. He will run the baseline in front of Campbell. Inbounds to Emery, who's trapped on the side. Back to Pipe. Pipe finds the big man Davenport. Across and to Swenson. And that will do it. Exclamation point. Landon Swenson, 44-35. Cedar Crest leads. Final 23 seconds. Didrikson skips it into the far side. That's Hidasco. His flat three ball will not go. Collected by Davenport. We'll see if the Saints want to foul again, and they do.
Yeah, they almost tackle him.
We're going to get an intentional here.
That's
going to be an intentional foul.
Call
immediately from the official as Didrikson ran across the court and got into the body of Colton Pipe.
Yeah, that was some football action right there.
That's going to be an intentional foul. That's going to be two shots on the ball here for the Red Wolves. It's going to end things for all intents and purposes, Morgan.
Yeah, game's over.
Cedar Crest up by nine here, 44-35, as Pipe's first free throw is up. Ooh. And no good off the side iron. Red Wolves are going to get the ball out of this stoppage as well as the official gets the explanation over there to Interlake coach Scott Didrikson.
I don't know how much explanation you need.
Second free throw up for Pipe, and that one's no good.
Came at him like a safety.
Red Wolves going to inbound the ball here along the near sideline. We're going to close this one out. Final 14.5. Cedar Crest leads by 9, 44-35. It'll be piped inbound. Comes into Emery in the backcourt. And the Saints will not foul. And that's going to do it, Morgan.
Yep. Good game here. A lot better than a couple days ago.
Landon Swenson's going to dribble it out. The crowd will come to their feet here inside the Wolf Den as Cedar Crest closes out a 44-35 victory over the visiting Interlake Saints here on Cedar Crest Select Night in the regular season finale.
Good momentum for the Cedar Crest boys basketball team here going into districts, right?
Red Wolves build some momentum into the postseason.
Mm-hmm.
Close out their home campaign here with a nice win inside the Wolf Den.
Low-scoring affair, but a lot to be happy about this game. Boys played well, hustled. Shots weren't falling, of course, but they had some good shots, good takes, good passing, good pressure on defense. Moore, freshman, is very impressive.
Electric.
He's definitely the future, I believe, of this program.
Electric offensive performance from Moore. Much more cohesive defensive effort from the Red Wolves as well, Morgan.
Yeah, definitely.
And Cedar Crest gets out of here with the win to finish out the regular season. Cedar Crest students singing with the team here at half court, as is tradition after a win for the Red Wolves. Cedar Crest going to finish out the regular season here 10-9 as they head off to the district tournament. We thank you for listening with us on Valley 104.9 and streaming wherever you are. We look forward to the next broadcast.
And thank you, JJ, for putting the pressure on to make this happen.
It's an honor to
be in this gym doing this again as a Cedar Crest alumni and Cedar Crest boys basketball alumni. And a big thank you to Terry behind us here, the broadcast extraordinaire.
All right. I am JJ Suman.
All right, we'll let you know the next time we'll be able to do this.
And Terry Spring, we will be back with you soon. Thank you for joining us tonight. From Cedar Crest High School, Red Wolves get the win to close out the regular season over the Interlake Saints.
Go Red Wolves.
Have a good night. Go Red Wolves.
Be excellent to each other.